Hello, and welcome back to another Contemplative Living. You know, we try to bring these contemplative ideas into our everyday life so as to make life flow a little easier. And many times these topics are very relevant to what's going on in our lives. And today we're going to talk about awareness, becoming aware. The Spirit once said to me, be in harmony. Be in harmony with each moment and give yourself the time to develop awareness and unwavering attention. And Spirit was talking about how, you know, when we are present, fully present in each moment, that we can expand our awareness and we can have that attention to detail that many times we lack when we're swept up with the circumstances. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of times in life, we really are just kind of going along. We're just going along. We're not really fully present or paying attention. And that's when, you know, things get by us. Things are happening and we're just not fully present to appreciate or to participate. And so we need to really take a look at our awareness. And once we've glimpsed awareness, we understand it's not just a notion in our minds. No, it's so much more than that. It's a powerful force that can shape our perspective. It shapes our perspective and our interactions with the world around us. You know, we can become truly aware when we unlock that potential, when we unlock the potential to see things from new angles and to appreciate the beauty in everyday moments and connect on a deeper level to those around us. Awareness challenges us to step outside our comfort zone, you know, and confront the uncomfortable truths of ourselves and our world. And it pushes us to grow and evolve as individuals, encouraging us to be more empathetic, compassionate, and mindful in our impact on other people, on others. With awareness comes the responsibility to be present. You know, this path that we're on, this life that we're living, it's a long path. And if we're not aware, if we're not present, then we can get lost. But with awareness comes a focus so that we know what lies on the path ahead of us. And with that comes responsibility to be present and to be there for others, be there for ourselves, and to ensure that we are following our ideals and moving forward, always moving forward. So opening ourselves to our emerging consciousness, excuse me, and embracing the light becomes a purpose. As we journey through life, we often find ourselves feeling lost, don't we all? And disconnected from our true selves. We may be consumed by the hustle and bustle of daily life. You know, it can be numbing of our minds and distracting and suppressing our own inner voice. However, when we open ourselves to our emerging consciousness, a beautiful transformation can take place. Embracing the light within us allows us to tap into our inner vision, our inner wisdom, and it guides us towards deeper understanding of who we are and what truly matters in this world. That's a clarity that we all want to live in and maintain in our lives, is what truly matters. And it's these moments of clarity that we realize the power of being present in each moment, allowing ourselves to fully experience the beauty and wonder that surrounds us. So by embracing our emerging consciousness and basking in the light that illuminates our path, we invite abundance. We invite abundance, joy, love, and into every aspect of our lives. Letting go of fear and doubt, we step into a realm where infinite possibilities are available to us, where growth flourishes effortlessly as we align with the universe's divine flow. So we are contributors to all the interactions in our life. Again, on this path, you know, sometimes we have opportunities to contribute, to build something that's greater than ourselves, to build something that is a way of giving back. You know, in this world, it's not all about receiving. It's about receiving and giving back. We need that cyclical nature within our lives because that's empowering. Empowering to give of ourselves, to give of our spirit in every interaction that we have in our lives. So along our path, we need to stop and give back. It's vital. It's vital in this life for us to continue. And so to continue on the path of, we need to integrate spirit and our psyche and become one whole being. It's important. It's important to remember the significance of integrating spirit in our psyche. The process requires self-reflection. Self-reflection and deep inner work. And a commitment. A commitment to personal growth. When we align our spiritual essence with our psychological well-being, we begin to tap into a higher level of awareness and understanding, an understanding of ourselves, and we're able to shed limiting beliefs and let go of past traumas. And that allows us to embrace our truest selves and accept ourselves and be authentic with ourselves and to live with grace. You know, we learn to navigate the complexities of the human experience. And we learn to do that when we're in our awareness, when we're being aware, then we do it with compassion, we do it with resilience, and ultimately discover a sense of wholeness that empowers us to live fully, in each moment. Now, we are involved in every breath and every heartbeat. You know, many times in life, we dedicate ourselves to a path, a vocation, a way of being. And we study and we get involved and we learn. But then we kind of go along sometimes and we're not involved. And those are the moments that it's all right to take a break. It's okay to relax. In fact, play is just as important as work. But can't we be involved in our play? Can't we be involved all the time? Can't we be fully into what we're doing? Because, like it or not, we really are involved in every breath and every heartbeat. But when we're not aware, when we are not being present, then that involvement is lackluster. It's not really empowering anything. It's not affecting a positive change. So we need to be involved with every breath, every heartbeat. And when we do, we flow with every situation, taking in and giving back in awareness. In the ebb and flow of life, we find ourselves constantly adapting to new circumstances. It's kind of like a river that twists and turns around obstacles in its path. We must navigate the challenges that come our way, and to do it with grace and resilience. And by staying present and aware in each moment, we're able to receive the lessons that life has to offer us. So just like the river giving back, we need to give back to the earth. You know, the river gives back by nourishing plants and animals along its banks, and we have the opportunity to give back through our own awareness. By sharing our insights, our experiences with others, we can contribute positively to the world around us. So through practicing mindfulness and being open to whatever comes our way, we can learn in every situation to grow into a more compassionate and empowering being. My wish for us is to continue flowing with life's currents, embracing all that it has to offer with gratitude and understanding. Now, I hope that you can make it to that point in your life where you can rise above the circumstances, where you can be present, where you can contribute in a meaningful way to your life, to your family, to your community, and that you bring that all together with that greater awareness. By becoming aware, you become a vital part of this world. You become something of greater meaning. I hope you can find that level of awareness in your daily day. And I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.